like Tidewater a lot. It's a holding in our portfolio, and it's been one for the past several years. The largest provider of offshore service vessels. Think of these as trucks of the sea servicing offshore oil and exploration and production platforms. It's been a tough industry. I talked earlier about how we like industries undergoing massive disruption. This one has went through one heck of a massive disruption. There's been limited investment in offshore E&P since 2014. That's led to demand falling off a cliff for these vessels. Supply was also awful. It's a very fragmented industry that was very levered, created massive overcapacity. This all led to a plunge in pricing, leading to severe financial distress and a wave of bankruptcies. Tidewater itself actually went bankrupt, emerged mid-2017. Coming to today, you know, it's one of the strongest balance sheets in the industry. It is the leader of industry consolidation. It's by far and away the leading company in the sector. And we're starting to see signs of a recovery in demand. So, you know, I think even after its significant run, Tidewater continues to be attractive, trading at a modest valuation and really, really strong long-term fundamentals.